Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. So many bad things going on in the country right now. There's no question it's a communist takeover of the United States of America. And the only answer is, the only question is, what are we going to do about it? We're all going to have to come up with an answer fast because they're taking our nation away. They're taking our children's birthright away. They're taking everything good in this country away. You know, and it's not even, it's all out in the open. It's not a secret. China boasts today that they have control over Western think tanks, election integrity groups, and even Joe Biden's national security team. A report out from the National Pulse today says China has boasted about having control over basically everything, including Biden's national security team. This is no national April Fool's joke. The Chinese Communist Party's Cyberspace Administration of China has boasted of one of the most critical connections between the 2020 U.S. presidential election and the COVID pandemic and the groups and individuals campaigning to stop President Trump and his America First agenda, the National Pulse can exclusively reveal. Bombshell admissions over China's influence in both the United States and Europe link organizations such as the Begrun Institute with the Chinese Communist Party. The Begrun Institute first rose to national attention after co-founding the Transition Integrity Project, which advised on how Joe Biden could seize power on the back of a Trump victory. Now bombshell admissions over China's influence in both the United States and Europe link organizations such as the Begrun Institute with the Chinese Communist Party. The news lends further credibility to election tampering theories, especially concerning Chinese Communist Party influence. A 2017 report effectively claims that CNN host Fareed Zakaria, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, Facebook Oversight Board member Helle Thorning-Schmidt, never-Trump philanthropist Pierre Omidyar, and many others cooperate with the Chinese Communist Party and its goals. Wow. A collaboration effort between George Soros, counsel Rosa Brooks, and Begrun executive Niles Gilman says that the U.S. media was littered with commentary about how Joe Biden should refuse to concede in the event of an apparent election night victory for President Trump, which is precisely what happened. In effect, you had a leading CCP-linked think tanker working to solidify a Biden victory while threatening the life of a public intellectual, and the tweet clearly breaching Twitter's terms of service remains up. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey served on Begrun's CCC-linked 21st Century Council alongside Gilman. The Begrun Institute lists a bevy of Chinese government-run entities as partners. These include the Beijing Academy of Artificial Intelligence, the China Institute for Innovation and Developmental Strategy, the Chinese Academy of Sciences, the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, the Chinese Association of Artificial Intelligence. The information adds additional support to reports that China interfered in the 2020 election. But with Biden in the White House, none of this will ever be investigated. Get it? It was just what I said, by the way, after Trump was elected, the reason they were all so hysterical on the left was because Trump could investigate them all and indict them all, put them all in jail for life. Whereas if Hillary had been elected in 2016, there would have been no investigation. No one was ever going to jail, right? That was the big difference. And yet, guess what? It still worked out, so nobody went to jail. Who did Trump put in jail? The only people who went to jail in the entire 4 years of Trump were Trump's friends and Trump's lawyers and Trump's former campaign manager, Manafort. Campaign manager Bannon, Steve Bannon. I mean, it's all Trump people that got in trouble while Trump was president. This is how deeply ingrained the deep state is. Even when we win, we lose. But at least, you know, they were scared for a while. They were scared to death. They were scared, you know what-less, that maybe Trump would put them all in jail. But now that they're in control, nothing will ever be investigated and nobody will ever go to jail for stealing an election. It's amazing. At least there's some good news out there, though. Montana Governor Gianforte signs a bill banning sanctuary cities. Greg Gianforte, Republican, signed a bill on Wednesday banning sanctuary cities, which effectively act as safe havens for illegal immigrants across the state, promising immigration laws will be enforced in Montana. Per the law, local enforcement agencies will be required to abide by federal immigration law or face penalties for noncompliance. Well, there's a little asterisk here, guys. If this had happened during the Trump administration, great. Federal law was great then, and illegals weren't allowed in, and illegals were deported, and illegal criminals were sent to jail or deported. But now it's a revolving door. So just because you're now reporting to federal doesn't mean that federal's any good. Federal immigration law might be horrible. But at least Montana's trying. This law grants the Attorney General of Montana authority to bring a civil action to compel compliance by a state agency or local government. And violators may have grants withheld and could face fines of $10,000 every 5 days that the state agency or local government is not in compliance with the provisions. We're a nation of laws, the governor of Montana said, and immigration laws will be enforced in Montana. Criminal illegal aliens who pose public safety threats to our communities have no sanctuary in Montana. So, you know, look, be thankful for little things. You know, I'm thankful each time something like this happens and there's someone who isn't a complete madman and who isn't giving our entire country away. And it isn't saying that, you know, anything Wainwright does is a crime, but anything illegal does is fine. And don't kid yourself. That's what's happening in this country. Illegals have carte blanche to do whatever they want and not face deportation and not face long jail sentences. And it's all bleeding heart nonsense. Oh, my God, poor guy's poor. And, oh, my God, doesn't speak English. And, oh, my God, comes from another country. And such terrible things happened in the other country. We've got to be nice to him. We've got to be understanding. And then, you know, a Republican does something minor. Throw the book at him. Put him in jail for life. Marco Rubio slammed, of all people, I'm not always a Marco Rubio fan, by the way, but he slams the woke corporate hypocrites like Delta. Remember, Delta Airlines, if you're with me, in hour number one, Delta is saying Georgia is a bad boy because Georgia wants election integrity and they passed laws to make elections free and fair again and show voter ID. When you vote, you can't vote 10 times and you can't vote as an illegal alien and you can't vote from out of state. And they tightened up the process. And Delta says that's terrible. Oh, man, that's terrible. And I, you know, my argument in hour number one was, let's all board our Delta Airlines flight. Let's all go to the airport. And let's tell Delta that I don't need to show you ID. And I'm not going to show you ID. You guys just said ID is not necessary in Georgia. So I'm not going to show you ID. Simple as that. Same thing I would say to Major League Baseball. They're saying they want to move the All-Star game out of Georgia, out of Atlanta, because of these election integrity laws, and Joe Biden supports them and says, you should move it. And what I want to say to Major League Baseball is, I want to show up at the All-Star game wherever you move it. Let's say you move it to Los Angeles. Okay, great. I want to fly to L.A. for the All-Star game, and I want to say I want to get in the locker room, and I want to play on the field because I'm an All-Star. You know, this goes along with the transgender philosophy. You are whatever you say you are. It doesn't matter what you were born. It doesn't matter if you're born a man or a woman. If I think I'm a woman, then I'm a woman. That's what Democrats now believe. It's all nutty. So I think I'm a Major League Baseball All-Star, and I'm not going to show you ID because ID is not necessary. I demand to play on the field at the All-Star game. I demand to go in the locker room. What are they going to say to me? You mean ID is required to get on the field for the All-Star game, but it's not required? It's not required when you vote? How about on airplanes? I don't want to show you my ID on airplanes anymore. I just don't. If it's not necessary, it's not necessary. But Marco Rubio has a whole different angle. He says Delta Airlines is a business partner with the Chinese Communist Party. The same Chinese Communist Party that is committing genocide against Muslims in China. And he asked in a tweet, Marco Rubio did, Senator from Florida, Republican, when can we expect your letter saying that the ongoing genocide in China is unacceptable and does not match Delta's values? Those comments come after Delta Airlines publicly opposed the state of Georgia's election integrity efforts. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian called the new voter ID requirements unacceptable in a memo to employees on the same day that 72 black executives signed an open letter calling for American corporations to join the resistance. After having time to fully understand all that is in the bill, this Bastian is Delta Airlines CEO. He says, after having time to fully understand all that's in the bill, coupled with discussions with leaders and employees in the black community, it's evident that the bill includes provisions that will make it harder for many underrepresented voters, particularly black voters, to exercise their constitutional right to elect representatives, and this is wrong. And the Georgia State House responded Wednesday by passing an amendment that would repeal a tax break on jet fuel for Delta. That's worth $35 million. Coca-Cola CEO pronounced the measure unacceptable. Following Delta hours later, along with Microsoft, whose CEO encouraged business to come together with a healthy community. Citibank, Chase, J.P. Morgan all issued indirect statements opposing election integrity laws but stopped short of mentioning Georgia. All Georgia's law does is limit the number and location of drop boxes and reform ID requirements and early voting across statewide while modernizing the state's voter rolls. It's the most minor stuff, but it makes sure you have voter ID to vote. It scares the hell out of Democrats. They never win an election.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's TrustedNewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
It's amazing. Delta and Coca-Cola are going against all of us. They're going against all of us. It is a war. We're at war. This country is at war. And these corporations have lost their minds. I can understand it. If a corporation, you know, was like, hey, listen, we have all black and Democrat voters who are our customers. But that's not true. Coca-Cola has just as many Republican voters, conservative voters, white voters. How could you go against us because we want election integrity? What's that got to do with racism? Nothing. But you want none of us to ever buy from you again? Because that's what's going to happen. That's what's basically happening right now. Is you're dividing the nation in half and you're saying, I don't want the customers from the other half. I don't want the money from the other half. Well, I hate to tell you this, but that's a lot of money. You throw it in the garbage. And you never had to mention politics at all. No one told you to come on our side. You shouldn't mention anything. Who asked you to vote for or against Republicans or election integrity or Black Lives Matter? I didn't ask you to do any of that. It's stupid to take sides in politics when you run a company. It's just dumb. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. They don't say anything about politics. They're Christian healthcare sharing. You know they probably support, but I couldn't tell you because they've never said to me they're on the side of Republicans versus Democrats. They've never talked politics to me in their lives. They're smart, as opposed to Coca-Cola and Delta and Major League Baseball and the NFL and the NBA. They're all taking sides. They have no reason to take sides. When you're in business, you shouldn't take any political sides. It's just stupid. So Liberty HealthShare is only interested in your side and my side. And I don't mean the conservative side. I mean as customers, as families, as Christians. That's all they're interested in, providing you the best health care possible. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. And it was the best decision I've ever made. And it's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You could choose any doctor or hospital you want. And here's the most important thing you need to know. credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members, and they paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the last 4 years. And the second big thing you need to know is that I'm a member, my children are members. Matter of fact, my two kids just walked in the door. My son, who is Remington, who is 16 years old, and my daughter, Contessa, we call her Tessa, who is 13 years old, and they're both insured by Liberty HealthShare. So I'm a man of my own word. I don't talk the talk. I walk the walk. My entire family is on health insurance. Well, it's not health insurance, but the Liberty HealthShare program. And I saved over $120,000 since I joined. Here's my question. Could you use an extra $120,000? Doesn't everybody need an extra $120,000? Who doesn't need an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So let's talk for a second about George Floyd. That trial is going on in Minneapolis. I didn't like what the officer did to him, and I thought it was kind of a strange, mentally ill thing to keep your knee on a guy's, you know, basically a guy's throat, and he's screaming, you're killing me, you're suffocating me, I can't breathe, please take it off. And the crowd screaming, take it off, you're going to kill him, you're going to kill him. And the crowd's recording it with their phones. And I just think, you can't keep your knee on the guy's neck. Or wherever it was, his head, I don't even remember anymore. Wherever it was, the guy couldn't breathe. His neck. So it was strange. And I wouldn't have done it. You know, I would have taken it off and then thrown it in the back of the car. It was enough already. Stop. I understand you wanted to mobilize him. I understand his body was full of fentanyl. I understand when they're full of fentanyl, they've got the strength of 10 men. But the crowd is screaming, stop, stop, you're killing him. And you're just looking around like no big deal. So, I mean, I'm not a fan of the cop. It looked bad to me, too. But the fact is, his girlfriend testified today, George Floyd's girlfriend, and she testified about their struggles with addiction. They did drugs together, obviously. And you're not talking about a great American here. You know, it's just... He's a guy who's been in and out of jail his entire life, including putting a gun up against the head of a pregnant woman when he invaded her home. And he's a drug addict, and his body was filled with enough fentanyl, excuse the pun, to choke a horse. And if you look at the autopsy, he did not die from the officer's move. He died from drugs in his body. So you can't find the officer guilty of murder. It wasn't murder. And I didn't like the way it looked either, but it was not murder. And he is not guilty.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In his first official full cabinet meeting, President Biden told various secretaries,
"We've got a lot of business to do, get done."
The president also named 5 members of the cabinet to take the lead in explaining the administration's jobs plan.
Working with my team here in the White House, these cabinet members will represent me in dealing with Congress, engage the public in selling the plan, and help work out the details as we refine it and move forward.
A company which is used by Johnson & Johnson to produce their coronavirus vaccine has been cited many times by the FDA for major problems such as poorly trained employees, cracked vials, and black mold found around the facility. Johnson & Johnson says an unknown quantity of vaccines were recently rejected. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, a little housekeeping. First of all, you can always reach me by via email, wayneroot@gmail.com, wayneroot, R-O-O-T, @gmail.com. Love to hear from you. My website is root4america.com, root4america. was on a really nice check, a shocking check. Guess what it was for? November and December. That's how far behind book sales are. They only report November and December on the 1st of April. So I didn't even realize how well my book had done until today. My book, Trump Rules, did fantastic. Well, I knew it was number one in the country. But I got a big check today, and I'm really thrilled, and I owe it to all of you, because you went out and bought Trump Rules, and anybody who hasn't bought it yet, it's a great book. It'll change your life. How many things in life can change your life for $25? That's what a book costs, $25. And there's very little that will change your life for $25. This book will, I promise you. Trump Rules is the winner's guide to business and personal success. It's all the great rules of Donald Trump, top 10 rules and 13 ancillary rules that have, you know, powered his life, supercharged his life. And I prove in the book that they did the same thing for me over the last 40 years, and they can do the same thing for you. And then we've got my podcast, which you can find anywhere that you download great podcasts like iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw, it's called, by Wayne Allyn Root. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root, every day, daily podcast. And then on Fridays, I record in the morning a weekend top 10. See, I love those top 10 lists. I spent the last 10 years watching all the top 10 shows on NFL Network, and I love them, and I know everybody else likes them, too. That's why they run them all day. And so I thought, let me write a book that's a top 10, and let me do a podcast that's a top 10. So I do a top 10 weekend podcast of the top 10 stories of the week that should interest you if you're a conservative, that you have to know about. And it's a really popular and a really good podcast. Go check it out anywhere you download great podcasts. So that's my housekeeping. And I already talked about George Floyd. You know where I stand on that. The guy did a bad thing, the cop, but he certainly isn't guilty of murder. Two completely different things. But unfortunately, you know, my gut says that even though I'm certain that he should not be convicted of murder, I'm certain that it would be a witch hunt if he was convicted of murder. My guess is he is convicted of murder, whether it's the first one or the second one, lesser degree. They're probably going to find him guilty of murder. You know why? You know, it's the same reason I believe no judge was willing to intervene in the U.S. presidential election. You know, it's so clear that Trump won and Democrats stole the election. And you go, well, why did all those judges rule against Trump? Because they all knew that if they dared to say Joe Biden won, but he cheated and rigged the election, so he didn't really win, and we're taking it away from him, that judge would never be allowed to go out to eat again with his wife for the rest of his life. That judge could never show his face in public for the rest of his life. Democrats would make his life misery. Democrats would show up when he goes out to dinner and harass and hound and throw stones and, you know, have knives and guns, and police would have to arrest him. His life would be at risk. His life would be threatened. People would scream. They'd call him the F word. They'd call him all kinds of names. They'd call him a cheater. His kids would get beaten to a pulp at school. Their lives would be miserable for the rest of their lives. How could they even go to college? Your kid's in high school. How can he go to college when your father's the one that overturned the election? And we all know that liberals are insane and violent. You've got Antifa, you got BLM, $2 million in damage over the summer. How many stores were looted? How many stores were burned? How many cops were injured? 700 plus. How many people were murdered during BLM events? 30 plus. So every judge knew your life would be over. Effectively over. You could never leave your house the rest of your life if you voted to overturn the election. So they all took the easy way out. And it's the same thing with George Floyd. No question in my mind, the cop did bad stuff. And probably, I'm not saying that's definite because I'd love to be sitting in on the trial, probably should have, you know, should lose his job and not be a cop anymore because of what happened. They should fire him, but he should not face any sort of murder charges, no murder charge. Basically, what he did was taught at the police academy. That's what they teach you, how to control someone who's high on drugs and has the strength of 10 people. That's how you control them. You put your knee on their neck. And the guy was filled with so much fentanyl in his system, and he had just committed a crime. He's a lifelong career criminal, and he was struggling with the policeman in the back of the car. And it's just not murder. It all happens so fast. You tell me, if you're a cop, how you would handle it differently. It all happens so fast, and so many cops are killed and never see their families again, never go home safely again. And you tell me, be a backseat driver, and tell me what you would have done in his case. This guy was crazed, George Floyd, and a career criminal. and strong and huge, strong as could be, and filled with rage and filled with drugs and filled with enough fentanyl to choke a horse and kill 10 people. It's not murder. I'm sorry, it's not. Maybe the guy should be fired and lose his job, but it is not murder. Doesn't matter. Just like the judges with the election, they know Minneapolis will burn, Chicago will burn, the Midwest will burn. They know they'll be held responsible as judges or jurors. You know, I mean, they all know. This jury knows that they can never go home to their family again. Their kids will be outed. They will be outed. Their business will be firebombed. They can't go out to dinner anymore. Just like the judges in the Trump case, the jury will never be able to go out to dinner again without being harassed. People will spit in their food. They know the whole Minneapolis will burn and everyone will blame them. So my guess is he gets found guilty of murder, even though he's not guilty of murder. We are sacrificing a police officer's life in order to keep Minneapolis from burning and to keep the whole country, inner cities across the country from burning. And you know what? That's sad. That's outrageous. That's disgusting. That man's got a life. That man had a wife. It's very, very, very horrible stuff. And when you realize that, you know, your life could be sacrificed for the greater good. And that's what's going to happen, in my opinion. We live in a crazy world where a judge and a jury cannot vote with their conscience, cannot vote the truth, because they can wind up being canceled, just completely canceled by cancel culture. They'll be canceled, their family be canceled. You know, you got to understand, every one of these judges has children. Those children could never go to school again. They'd be beaten. They'd be killed. They'd be tortured if you voted to overturn Biden's victory and handed it to Trump. And, of course, the same thing holds true maybe in double for the George Floyd case. Maybe double. Because if you found the cop innocent, Derek Chauvin, if you found him innocent, you're going to have the entire country burn. And then they're all coming after you as a juror. And maybe the judge who oversees the case too, which is why every ruling will have to be, you know, pro-George Floyd and anti-Derek Chauvin and anti-the police. If you want to ever show your face at the country club again, have your kids get into college. Forget about it. You know, I said the kids would go to college and they'd be beat up. No, the kids will never get into college. Every college in America would know that you're the son or you're the daughter of the jurors that overturned, you know, the conviction of Chauvin, made sure that even though everyone was positive with their own naked eye in the video that he committed murder, you found a cop innocent of lynching a black man. Forget it. You're not going to college. Your kids are not going to get into a college. And if they did, then they get beat up at the college. Then they'd be treated like they have leprosy at the college. So you tell me how this cop's going to get found innocent. You tell me. I don't know. Because I think he is. I think at best you could find him guilty of some minor offense. But you and I weren't there when he was taught at the police academy how to do this exact move. If he was taught to do this move, you know, where you keep your knees on someone's neck in order to keep them, when they're going crazy, they might hurt themselves, keep them from hurting themselves and others, and you, fellow cops, if that's what he was taught at the academy, then you can't hold a guy guilty of murder. You can't. What you could do is say, guess what? You're going to have to change the course of the academy and change the way they teach people how to, how to hold somebody. But, you know, I've got so many cop friends, and every one of them will tell you that there's certain tools in the toolbox. One of them is tear gas, as an example, with a crowd that's going nuts. Another one might be this knee on the neck. A third one might be a chokehold, right? And you take those tools away, and you think, oh, man, now the cop won't be able to hurt people who shouldn't be hurt. No, actually, it's the exact opposite. You take those tools away, stun gun, right? Any of those tools that's short of shooting someone dead. You take those away and the situation gets out of control and you have no choice but to shoot someone dead. So basically what you're doing is you're making sure that the confrontations are even more violent when you take away the ability to use pepper spray and choke holds and knee on the throat. And well, then what's a cop going to do? He's going to use his gun. Believe me when I tell you, if you knew what it was like to have a life or death fight, and there's I don't know if there's another radio host in America who's had a life or death fight like I have. But when I was in high school, a guy came at me with a machete, and it was in court. A machete was determined by a blade that's longer than 8.5 inches long. If my memory serves me, that was the inch number, 8.5 inches long. And he tried to literally cut my head off. And I was fighting with him on the ground. And let me tell you, there is nothing you won't do to win that fight. Nothing. It's life. It's your life or his life. Anyway, I understand that cop was in a fight or flight situation with a crazed guy pumped with drugs. And it isn't so simple to say he's guilty of murder. I don't know that he's guilty of anything. He's guilty of poor judgment to keep his knee on the guy's neck when people are shouting, you're killing him, and he's shouting, I can't breathe, it's time to take your knee off the guy's neck. Bad judgment. Got a little carried away. But he was just doing what he was taught at the police academy, is my understanding. I'll be back in one sec. Wayne Allyn War. This is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of 6 things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, ASI is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Never in history has your wealth been at so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. But that's great news, man, because I'm buying with both hands. I'm buying every single piece of gold or silver I can get my hands on. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. Let people be dumb. Let people be ignorant. And by the way, I don't think they are. I think the whole system is rigged and fixed. I think all the banks, all the central banks are holding the price of gold down, but they can only do so for short periods of time. When there's enough action and enough, gigantic desire for gold, and the pressure just implodes, then they can't hold it anymore. And that was what happened under Obama. They tried to hold it for a while. They did. And then one of the great gold moves in the history of the world during Obama's years. And then, of course, they killed it again. And then it was back again under Trump for quite a while. Last year was a fabulous year for gold and silver. And now they're holding it down because if you see what Biden has up his sleeve, it's spending, reparations, spending, reparations, Green New Deal, free health care for everybody, let everyone in the world in. At the border, give them all welfare, give them all food stamps, give them all lawyers, give them all $2,500 cash, give them $27,000 in direct payments because of missed opportunities during COVID. Oh, my God. So, I mean, gold's going to go through the roof. Anybody could figure that out. Everybody. Not only do I believe that banks are, or someone is holding the price of gold down purposely, but I believe while they're holding it down, they're buying all they can get. And then when they stop holding it down, it goes up. They make a fortune. That's the way this stuff works. The rich get richer. The billionaires become trillionaires. The trillionaires are worth $100 trillion someday based on all this. That's where Michael and Rich and Asset Strategies come in. They've been my go-to gold and silver guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them War sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com. So here's the lies being told about Georgia's election law. Heritage debunks the myths. There's an article out today at Breitbart about all the myths. Heritage Action has a myth versus fact sheet combating the top myths touted by Democrats. The organization identified the voter suppression narrative as one of the primary myths and explained the Georgia bill actually preserves or expands ballot access in several important ways, including by increasing the mandatory days for early weekend voting. It requires that large precincts with lines more than an hour long take steps like adding voting machines and election personnel to reduce wait times. It does not change the number of total early voting days. It actually increases the mandatory days of early weekend voting. Compared to 2020, 134 of 159 counties will offer more early voting hours in future elections under the new code. It codifies election drop boxes, which did not exist prior to 2020. Voters can continue to vote absentee with no excuse. Democrats also claim the law eliminates souls to the polls, suppressing minority votes. This, again, is false. Heritage Action explained the Georgia law was silent on Sunday early voting days prior to SB 202. And in 2020, only 16 of 159 counties offered early voting on Sundays. In reality, the law explicitly provides the option of holding early voting on two Sundays for all localities, thereby increasing mandatory days of early weekend voting. Heritage Action tackled the myth of Georgia suppressing votes with new voter ID requirements, noting the vast majority of registered voters, 97%, already have a valid form of ID, and adding one can be obtained for free. The voter ID requirement replaces the state's controversial signature match program that led to the disqualifications of thousands of votes. And the tremendous popularity of voter ID for absentee ballots in Georgia among Peach State voters. Nearly three-quarters of Georgia voters support it, including 63% of black voters. They also tackled the critiques over drop boxes for absentee voting, reminding voters the drop boxes used in 2020 did not exist a year ago. And under 202, they become an official part of across all counties under supervision. The bill lets Republicans throw out any county votes they don't agree with. Not true. The bill bans drinking water for voters while waiting in line. Not true. Basically, everything they're saying is not true. Joe Biden says it brings you back to Jim Crow. This is incredible. This is like slavery. Black people are now treated like slaves. These people are crazy. The only thing really this bill does is it codifies voter ID with absentee ballots. And that's in the end what Democrats are so upset about, because they can't win elections if you can't cheat and lie with absentee ballots. You know, the one thing I don't see in this, I don't even know if it's included in this Georgia election bill. The thing that I thought was most important besides voter ID is that you can't count any ballots that come in any later than election day. All you've got is like till 8 o'clock at night on election day. And after that, nothing should count. I don't even know if that is involved, if that option is included in this Georgia election law. That's one of the good ones. Listen, tomorrow's a best of Wayne because I've taken a day off for Good Friday and taken a nice Easter 3-day weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday. But tomorrow we will have best of Wayne, all the best stuff from all week. We'll be with you. And, of course, you've got the Wayne Root podcast that I do tomorrow morning live for the weekend with my top 10 biggest stories of the week. Go check it out. War Raw. Have a great Easter weekend. Happy Easter.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.